to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Okay, it's Dave. I'm here. We have one of our vendor friends, someone who's been in our store for a long time. Jamie from James Repurposed is here on the podcast, an amazing creator who takes his skills and knowledge and repurposes and saves things from the landfill. He is our hero. Cue the kids. Yes, Jamie is on the podcast, and we are so happy to have Jamie from James Repurpose on the Upcycle Canada podcast. And this is our conversation with Jamie, so I hope you enjoy it. And if you've ever followed us on social media, on our website, you will have seen Jamie's stuff. It's amazing. It's just awesome. So we wanted to sit down with Jamie and get his thoughts on all things repurposing and saving things from the landfill here on the Upcycle Canada podcast. Yeah, here we go. Jamie from James Repurposed. Okay, welcome to Living the Next Chapter. I'm living the chapter. Oh my gosh, I'm on the wrong podcast. What are you doing?
Cut.
Again. Here we go. Oh my gosh. I have like three more today, Jamie. So, yeah. Here we go. Let's start again. Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. Yeah! So happy to have everybody here today. Jen is here. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
I know you.
I know.
Yeah. It's a little garbly there, but yeah, we're good to have you. Jamie, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
We are so happy to have you here. Jamie is James Repurposed, and Jamie has been part of the Upcycle Canada family at our store for a long time, and we love having Jamie. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Good. Let's talk a little bit about how we all connected. I think we go back in time. We've had you in the store for our storefront for a while now.
Yep.
How did we connect? You remember?
You know what? It's kind of foggy, actually, but I do recall. I know I have a problem remembering yesterday, let alone a couple of years ago. I do recall seeing posting for Upcycle Canada, and I think I reached out to Jen and asked if it would be possible to have some of my stuff displayed in your store. We discussed it a little bit and showed her some examples of what I had. And from there, we worked out a deal, and the rest is, as they say, is history.
And some amazing things have come through this store. And I think probably one of the ones that stands out to me the most was that beautiful light fixture that you made. What's it called? Like, it's like an oxen or yoke?
It's actually called a Whipple tree.
There you go.
Most people think of it as a yoke.
Yeah.
For joining horse teams or cattle teams together. But it was a Whipple tree plus two photography light reflectors and some sockets. Wired it all up with a chain. There you go.
Customer that bought that proudly sent back photos, told all their friends about your stuff in the store, and it was so cool to make that all happen for her. She was designing her house or doing remodeling, and she came in looking for something specific and walked out proudly with that. So that's what I love, is the fact that you can take something, a mismatch of things, put mm-hmm. them all together, right, and come up with that.
Yeah, it takes a particular type of twisted mind to do that, yeah.
I love it. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you've made, Jamie, that in the past you're like, yeah, that was a good one. I really, really liked maybe the story behind it too?
I've actually got a few of the things that I have with me right here.
Oh, good.
One of my most popular ones is probably one of the most simple ones. I take old ceiling fan blades, turn them into surfboards, and attach either a coat hook or a bottle opener to them, and then they mount to the wall. I could do any kind of graphic or color combination on them. And they are very popular with, funny enough, the younger crowd. And a lot of people can't believe that they've started off as ceiling fan blades.
A ceiling fan blade.
Yep. I get my materials from wherever I can find it. The cheaper, the better. Free is even better than that. I'm always scouring Kijiji, Facebook. For a long time, I used to do what I like to call trolling for trash the night before garbage day.
Nice.
And you get a lot of raw materials out. It's amazing what people will throw out that can be reused. It's absolutely staggering what you can find out there.
I've actually been going to work at night and then see something on the side of the road, and I call back to the house. And I'm like, hey, Jen, can you grab the cart? Our neighbors have something in the front yard for garbage day, and I think we can use it. And I can just tell she's probably rolling her eyes like, oh, gosh, I'm going to look embarrassed in front of all my neighbors. But there's Jen, gets the cart out, goes down the street, grabs it, brings it back. So
there you go. She's charged.
I love it. I love it. So when did all this start for you?
I started developing an interest in making things probably back in high school. I took shop in high school, a little bit of woodworking, a little bit of metal shop. Didn't really pursue a career in that field at all, but always had an interest in making things. So I started off, I think one of the first things I ever made was a hope chest for my wife for Christmas one year after we got married. Very basic hand tools. I had a jigsaw, a drill, and a sander, and that was it. And I built her a hope chest out of some pine boards that I had found. From that, I just, wherever I could find stuff is what I made stuff out of. Dining table legs, old doors. Barn board, wine barrels, you name it. I've probably built something out of it.
What, any, good stories from some of your customers or anything about stuff that you've made for them?
My favorite ones are the ones I've done custom orders for people. I participated in a craft show just before Christmas last year, and at a microbrewery. And the owners approached me after the sale and asked me to do a couple of commission pieces for them. One thing they wanted one of my surfboards, funny enough, with their company logo on it. And the other thing, the owner is an avid collector of vinyl records, LPs, and he wanted a display stand to display the album cover of the album that he had playing at the time. So I built that out of some wine barrel staves and a bit of the wine barrel hoop, and it turned out fantastic. He was thrilled with it. It's the custom stuff that really makes me happy to see people's reaction to.
So that fan blade thing for the brewing company, is that Sir Monty's then?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I got your page up while you're talking here.
So okay, yes.
Check out stuff as we talk. That's beautiful. I love the yellow and it looks like Mr. Peanut.
It's similar to that, yes. Yeah. It is very similar to that, yes.
Nice. That's amazing that you can ceiling fans. I would have never thought of using them in that way. I love it.
And where I got that idea from, I do not know. I get a lot of my inspiration from Pinterest, but I don't know where I came up with the idea for that.
Great. And I'm looking too. You have your license plate boxes with like a strap. It looks like a carrying thing, right?
It is. It's a little carrying tote. You could fill it with ice and carry beer in it if you wanted to, like half a dozen beer. Carry gardening supplies in it if you wanted to. The handles are leather straps. A pair of license plates and some pine boards.
Amazing. And I also love all the stuff like the wine barrel tops and lids that you turn into like charcuterie boards and everything.
Yes, indeed.
There you go.
Decent point.
That's amazing.
It's, made out of an old head of a wine barrel. All the charcuterie I make, I treat with food safe mineral oil, so it's good for direct food contact. Nice. And all you got to do for maintenance is just refresh the with a fresh coat of oil every 3-4 months. And it should last a lifetime. They're made out of solid oak.
Where are you finding your wine barrel stuff, your material?
A lot of the time I search Facebook Marketplace. They are quite expensive in this area and your area as well, upwards of $125 a barrel. But I found a supplier in Barrie of all places, and I managed to pick up some for $40 a barrel. So, you know, a couple of charcuterie boards and that pays for the entire barrel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
So it's sometimes it's worth the drive. Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
You know, it's been great to have just the variety of things, too. And I think one thing I really liked was your torch light that you had. That was, like, so cool how you got that. Because I had somebody come in and they knew exactly mm-hmm. what the torch was for. They know how to use it. And they were amazed how you turned that into a light. I'm like, it was so cool to see that.
That was a lot of work fishing the wires through that thing, let me tell you. A little bit of obscenities, a little bit of frustration, but in the end, we got the job done.
Awesome. And
I'm quite pleased with the outcome, the way it turned out. You find your inspiration wherever you can. You find your materials wherever you can, and then you just go ahead and marry the two together.
Amazing. So where else are you located right now? Where can people find your stuff?
Basically, I'm working out of my home. I don't have anything in any retail outlets at the moment.
Okay.
I do custom orders. A lot of my stuff is available through my Instagram and my Facebook pages.
Yep.
At James Repurposed. People can contact me through there. I am starting doing local craft show circuits come spring.
Good.
I've already booked one in March at Cervantes again. And another one in May at a classics and cruisers car show.
That's a good spot. Oh, yeah.
They're having a vendor area, and I applied and got accepted. So, yeah, I'm going to start doing selected shows in my area, but I'm always open to new opportunities, you know, should anything come up.
Yeah, you've always been amazing, and your creativity is astounding. So.
Thank you.
Highly, highly recommended. If anybody's listening, saying, you know, anywhere here in Canada or wherever it makes sense to get your stuff to them, mm-hmm. You'd be very pleased to have James' stuff in your store for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I would be thrilled to find another outlet to show my wares, as it were.
That's great. And yeah, so we've moved from the store location to our flea market location. Nice. So, nice. You know, maybe there's a potential in the future to have your stuff in there again with us. We would love to host your stuff, and we can make that happen in the future. But we've definitely downsized from a storefront with the high overhead to a smaller footprint where Jen is there every Sunday. And, you know, we've had some really good response already. So really looking forward to keeping the store going, keeping it alive, and featuring great people like yourself. So.
But that's definitely an avenue that I would consider exploring.
Awesome. Yeah. And you have some connections here in the area, which is always great. So mm-hmm. we can get you down here as often as possible. That's awesome. So, James, tell me a little bit, like, our listeners for the podcast are really interested in eco-friendly side of diverting things from the landfill and mm-hmm. being creative and keeping things alive longer than they were intended for and a different purpose. Why is this important to you? Mm-hmm. You could be making anything. You could be doing anything with your talents, but you've chosen to kind of go the route of recycling and repurposing. Why is it important for you?
A couple of reasons. One, because it's a shame, again, what people throw out. It really is. Stuff that is so usable and still has life left in it that can be repurposed or recycled in and upcycled into something else. The other thing is I'm just really cheap. The cheaper I can find stuff, the better. But it gives you a sense of pride being able to take something that had been cast off and turn it into something useful and practical and fashionable at the same time.
It's extending the life of something, right? So that, you know, the wine barrel served its purpose. It's all done. Can't be used anymore.
That's right.
It can either go to waste, be burnt in a fire somewhere, or somebody like you can come along and then take something that was meant to live this long and extend that. So you get a whole new life out of something. And that's something I think it's great, especially when it's free, to have free material. But,
In this day and age, we really have to consider recycling a lot more than what we do currently. You know, we've only got one planet. Once we've used up everything, it's done. So yeah, it's really important to reuse as much as we can.
We're such a disposable society right now, and things are just one time use and out the door they go. And, you know, I think it takes a different type of person to think beyond something's original use and expand it and make it something better. So
I totally agree with you. Yes.
So you're doing this as a side hustle, then?
Yes, I am. I'm actually retired.
Okay.
I retired at a young age. So this is one of the things I do as a side hustle. I don't do it as a full-time gig. You know, I do other things in the community where I live. I also work as a handyman. I'm also a musician. The working with the recycled materials is something I really enjoy. It's a great way to waste time. And there's a lot of times I'll go to my workshop in the garage and just kind of look at everything I have and say, yeah, I want to do that with this, do that with that, and wind up accomplishing nothing.
So you said you started out with some very basic tools, making some stuff for you. Are you expanding your knowledge and your tools and kind of growing as a maker as well in the process?
My garage is a fully equipped shop now.
Nice.
Yes, I have an industrial table saw. I have all the power hand tools that I need as far, you know, and drill presses and planers and all that stuff. I'm completely equipped to do anything I need to do in my garage.
And what about all the supplies? I know Jen shakes her head because I've squirreled away enough material for the next 10 years hiding around the house. So you got all that stuff around, kicking around the house too?
I have tools on one side of the garage. I have raw materials on the other. My wife says I'm a hoarder. I'm not going to disagree with her. I'd like to call it controlled chaos. There's been more than one occasion where I've actually had to purge materials because it just got too much, where I didn't have any space to walk around or move anything. So I pass along stuff to other people and wherever I can. Just to make sure that things get used. But I try to keep my hoarding under control now.
Yeah, I've had people come in the store. One guy came in, he said my parents had passed away. He was in his 60s, I guess late 50s, early 60s. And he was trying to empty the house for sale. And they had like a piano in the basement that they had taken apart because they had to, when they put the piano in the house, they had to take a window out to get the piano in, and then they couldn't get it back out again. So they had to dismantle this piano from the early 1900s. And he's like, can you take all the pieces?
Oh, wow.
Sure. Yeah. So I can take the piano. So I got all kinds of stuff, right? I can't put it in the garbage. I have a problem. You all right? Yeah. You understand? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. How do you walk away from that?
Exactly. Yeah, it's funny. Since I've started on this journey, I have a lot of people that I know say, you know, I've got a friend who's got this. Can you use it at all? You know, and 9 times out of 10, yes, I can. 1 time out of 10, it's just too far gone. You know, it could be a metal piece that's just too rusted to revive. And I have to pass on it, but I get a lot of people looking out for stuff for me. And, that's when you know that you're doing something right. When people see the value in what you're doing.
How long have you been doing this?
Upcycling stuff, probably, I want to say only within the last 10 years or so, maybe 15, but, I've always had an interest in woodworking. Always have.
Yeah. And again, I love the combination of not just wood, but you're using other materials as well. Ceiling fans, and you have the door handles and everything. It's just so cool.
And when I'm doing something like a lamp or a clock or something like that, I'll use recycled materials for the construction of the piece, but I will use new sockets and new clock mechanisms just because everything is up to code at that point. I don't want to use anything that's too vintage in that respect because you don't know how safe it is. And anything that I make, I want it to be totally safe and totally reliable.
Yeah. And I love, too, your lamps you have with the glass insulators. Those are,
yes.
I had a person give me like 30 of those insulators. Mm-hmm. So if you need some, I got some for you. So I got lots.
Yeah. Funny story about insulators. I saw an ad on Kijiji. A lady was getting rid of some insulators, and I think she had like 150 of them, and she wanted like $100. And I said, well, I don't need 150 of them. You know, would you sell me 20 or 30? She said, sure. So we agreed on a price. I think it was like $30 or something like that. And when I got there and she says, I'll tell you what, you take them all, you can have them all for $50. So I walked away with 150 glass insulators that I really don't need.
Wow. Yeah, I love them as a lamp, though. I love it. It just stands out so nice, right?
They're very versatile things. I mean, there's so many things you can do with them. I've done little votive holders, little bird seed feeders that you hang in a tree kind of thing, giving them to my neighbors and stuff like that who are avid wildlife people to hang in their backyard. If you look around, there's a lot of stuff you can do with
them. Amazing. I really, really like the ceiling fan things. I'm scrolling through your page as we're talking. I'd really like the ceiling fan. That's just a great idea. It's pretty smart. And ceiling fans are like, people change them because they just don't like the color or whatever, and then, what are you going to do with them?
One of the things I do in my community is I replace light fixtures for people. And a lot of people, they're getting rid of or changing a ceiling fan out. And I said, well, what are you doing with the old one? She said, well, I'm just going to throw it in. I said, well, I'll take it. Because some of the clocks I've made out of the shrouds that surround the motors on the ceiling fans as well. And they look quite stylish when you put a piece of barn board in behind it. It's a good mixture of Art Deco and rustic at the same time.
Yeah. One of the other ones I really liked at the store was your washboard that you turn into a shelf, like a cupboard.
Yes. I have my bathroom.
That
yes.
That is so cool. We actually have a larger version of the washboard. And when I saw it in the store that you brought it in, what a creative idea to put some hinges on it. Yeah, I would never have thought of that. That's great.
Yeah, I don't know. I get pleasure out of seeing what I can come up with stuff.
Yeah.
It's part of the creative process. As I said, Pinterest is a huge, huge resource that I use. But I will see some ideas on Pinterest and I will modify them to suit what I've either got as materials or what I need as a finished product.
So James, what would you say to people that are thinking about starting into upcycling? They have a small set of tools and some place to work. And, you talked about Pinterest a lot. How would you advise somebody to start on the process of upcycling and repurposing? Kind of words of wisdom would you have?
I would say, depending on what they have as raw materials on hand or what they plan on doing, just start researching, see what other people are doing, and find something that you like and just mimic it if you can't do anything else. I like to say I'm one of the greatest copycats in the world because I see ideas and I just go ahead and do it. But yeah, start off with what you got, expand from there as you need to. And it's a fun journey, really. It really is.
And then for you, social media wise, Facebook, Instagram, is there one that you prefer more than the other?
I generally post exact same things to both. So I post on Instagram and automatically post to my Facebook as well. But yes, Instagram, I normally put things there first. Just because I'm not tech savvy. Well, I shouldn't say that, but I find it easier posting things there and getting to cross over to the Facebook page as well. But yeah, you can find me there and on Facebook. I don't have a website. Just haven't delved into that aspect of things yet, but who knows, it may come.
Yeah, it's great. And then again, we'll send everybody through the show notes to your page so people can see what we're talking about and see the images and everything. Just so unique. Like, I see horseshoes. I see, I like that there's one that you, I'm looking at too. You get, it's like a hand, and then you have the light hanging from it.
Mannequin hand, yes.
That's cool.
If I could find another one of those mannequin hands that I didn't have to pay retail price for, I would do something similar to that in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Because that one didn't last long.
So where has your stuff gone to? You've made this in your home, and now it's out in the world. Any interesting stories?
It is out in the world. I have pieces, whatever you've sold through the store, to locations. I have stuff in England, both as sales and as gifts. Where else it goes, I have no idea. I can only imagine.
Pretty amazing, right? To think you're something that came from your workbench is in England. Like,
yes.
Wow.
One of my favorite pieces, it's on my Instagram page. It's a, looks like a drum, but it's actually a watch display cabinet. And I posted a series of pictures showing the construction process of that thing. And that was a gift for one of my best friends over in England for Christmas a couple of years ago. I had to wait. My original intention was to deliver it in person when we went over to visit. But then COVID hit and that shut everything down. So I had to wait until I could ship it over before I could even post it on Facebook. And that was excruciatingly painful to do because I had made it in February. His birthday wasn't until December. So I sat, had to sit on all those images and not post anything for 10 months.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's one of my favorites. Yeah, it's you look at a piece after you've finished it and you go, you know what? That's really cool. If I do say so myself.
Well, you can, because it's not bragging if it's true. And it's true. Your stuff is so unique and so creative.
Thank you.
So what's the big plans for the future? What are you looking towards? Any new projects you're going to take a shot at you never tried before?
I'm always looking for new ideas and new challenges. I've decided, for the sake of simplicity and practicality, to concentrate on smaller size pieces, just because if I do have to ship, it's a lot more practical. If anybody has a custom piece or is interested in anything they see on my Instagram page, they can contact me and we can arrange shipping if they like, or we can arrange, if it's fairly local, drop off or pickup.
Awesome. Amazing. Well, yeah. So, Jen and I again are so happy to have you, in our lives and being a part of the store. Like, again, your support for Upcycle Canada and the things that we're trying to do. There's a great alignment between what you're doing and what we want to see in the world. And the fact that we can have you in the store and have this connection with you means so much to us. But as well, having you on the podcast and sharing what you do with the world, I just want to get more eyeballs on your stuff so people can see and appreciate the workmanship and the pride that you put in your stuff too. This is not simple things that you're making. There's some very detailed work going into this, and you can tell that you're approaching this with some confidence that you can make something unique, and it shows. Mm-hmm. And we've heard the customers say that they really appreciate it.
Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to be on the podcast and to be part of the Upcycle Canada family. I'd like to think it's been very fruitful for both of us. And again, I'd be very interested in discussing, you know, collaborating again in the future.
Awesome. That's great. I think the one thing that Jen always talks about from the customer's point of view is they love the story behind everything that comes through the door from you, Jamie. It's beautiful stuff, and people connect with the story. You know, it's great to go to the store and purchase something, but when there's a story behind it, it just adds another level. And then they can proudly reshare the story when people comment on it and see it in their homes. It's like, well, did you know this used to be something else? And let me tell you about what James created for me and repurposed. I love it. And it's right in your name, James Repurposed. So there you go.
Well, the pleasure's been mine. As I said, it's been great having my stuff in your guys' store. And again, I hope we can collaborate again in the future. I love the concept of what you guys are doing. I think it's great. And as we've all discussed, you know, upcycling is going to be a necessary part of everybody's future. If we want to sustain what we're doing.
And you're doing it well, James. So everyone, we'll have links in the show notes to all of James' stuff we mentioned. Find him on Facebook, find him on Instagram. James Repurposed. You will love, you will fall in love, and you will be sharing this with your family and friends because his stuff is just gorgeous. And we have held them in our hands, in our little tiny hands, and went, how did he come up with this? And I've seen so many people walk out of the store proudly carrying a James Repurposed creation home with them. So I know it works. I know that James is an amazing guy. And he will make something special just for you. So reach out to him. Again, all the links will be in the show notes for Upcycle Canada podcast. And we will continue to work together because I think the world needs just a little bit more James Repurposed in the world. So awesome.
I look forward to working
with you. All right, everybody, go check out the show notes and you will have links to everything. And go over and let James know you heard about him on the podcast. And he's got this little spot here where it says you can give him a rating and review on Facebook. I would suggest that everybody just does that. Go take a look at his stuff and give him some ratings and reviews. Let's tell people about how great James Repurposed is. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jamie.
Thank you.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.